Don't dread the word change. Don't dread the word battles. Don't dread the word hard work, or dread the word yieldedness, because all those are good, and the Lord means to bring good out of them, and He'll make you happy through them. At the end, you'll see that they were worth it all. You'll be happy for yourself. You'll be happy for the family. You'll be happy for those in the world that we're trying to reach with the Lord's commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's still and always will be our main focus. That's what we're doing all this for. We, in our trips that I've made with Peter, I always try to give out tracts, and I always try to talk to people. And you know, those poor people in the world, you need to get out there once in a while and talk to them, to see what they go through, to see how much they need the Lord, how much they need our message of hope and comfort and the love of Jesus. Because folks, we have it so good. We get a little involved in our own little world sometimes, in all our battles and all our problems, and we get discouraged and we get down and we get complaining sometimes. But you know, you go out there and talk to anybody in the world, and you come back with a renewed vision of what the Lord's Word has done for us and how it upholds us, it uplifts us, it gives us comfort and encouragement and hope of the future, and just everything that we need, that we have, that we need to help to give them, because they're so bereft without it. They're so sad and lonely and hopeless, and live such meaningless existence. And that's the whole thing. That's why Jesus has given us so much that we can in turn give to others.